This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamb. State lawmakers have approved a controversial proposal that could change how waiters and bartenders get paid. Denverite's Andrew Kenny reports.
The fight was all about the tipped minimum wage. That's the money that restaurants and others have to pay workers in addition to tips they may be getting. The original version of the bill would have set a single statewide rate. Denver has the highest tipped minimum right now, so workers there could have lost out on up to $4 an hour off their paychecks. That drew strong objections from local leaders, so the legislature passed a compromise. They'll let Denver and other local governments decide whether to lower their local tipped minimum wages or just keep them the same. There would be a limit on just how low those tipped wages could go. That would be about $12 an hour currently. The governor plans to sign the bill. I'm Andrew Kenny, Denverite.
Denver has its first nonstop flight to Rome. The service on United began this week and continues daily through September 24th. United's Jonna McGrath says it's convenient for travelers who used to have a lot of connections.
It's a popular destination, and so a lot of folks now are having to make a connection to Chicago or Washington and get to Rome, or they're coming from these smaller areas in the Midwest, so they're making a double connection.
Nonstop Denver to Rome is a 10-and-a-half-hour flight. An Army staff sergeant from Fort Carson is charged with dealing cocaine after a weekend immigration raid in Colorado Springs. Juan Gabriel Arona Rodriguez was working security for an after-hours nightclub when it was raided by immigration agents early Sunday. Arona Rodriguez was a target of the raid after he recently sold cocaine to an undercover DEA agent, according to a federal complaint. This is CPR News, NKRCC.